on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Matthew Traylor joins us from CBMC USA. He manages the creation and curation of the programs and tools for evangelism and discipleship for the group. With over 20 years in nonprofit leadership and organizational management, Matt's expertise lies in creating, managing, and implementing initiatives that foster spiritual growth and they address critical human needs among businessmen. And Matthew, we've had you on the broadcast before. So glad to have you back. Thanks for taking the time.
Steve, thanks for having me.
We're going to talk about a couple of things today. In this segment, a look at men's increased church attendance. But stick around, guys, because coming up in the second segment, we're going to touch on the government shutdown and any uncertainty it may cause among businessmen. So stay with us for that. But Matthew, let's jump right into, I know that you found some information from a recent Barna Group study that may be very informative for those listening.
Yeah, I mean, Barna Group did a study and it suggests that church attendance is increasing among the Gen Z and millennial men. And some of the signs that we're also seeing is these groups who are considered probably the least religious are now starting to really attend church. We're seeing increase in the purchase of Bible apps or Bibles, wanting to read the Bible more. So this is very encouraging for us today.
Yeah, is there anything to account for that, or is it speculation at this point?
Well, I think our culture, we're seeing a lot of things happening that are leading young men particularly to really think about their spiritual lives. And you have cultural influencers who have helped lead young men down that path. And so I think we're seeing just this resurgence in men particularly really wanting to think about things that are spiritual and talk about them.
Yeah, you know, and this is honestly no science here or research, but speculation. I know, you know, boy, it just hasn't found its way quite out of the news cycle. But with the assassination of Charlie Kirk, you know, I know as a an older, I put myself maybe on the tail end of the baby boomers, but in spite of the fact that I had watched Charlie Kirk and what he does on college campuses, what Turning Point USA continues to do. You know, I watched many more videos than I had and could see how anyone else who might do that, young people, might be inspired by what they saw there. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think you certainly saw the example of how to have conversations with other people, not just about cultural issues, but about their faith. And I think that helped open young people's minds, especially on college campuses, to think about spiritual things. If you have someone who's getting you to talk about them, that certainly opens your mind to start thinking about them. And so I think with that large scale influence, obviously there's going to be some ripple effects. And the ripple effects are men are starting to question and dig in to, you know, spiritual matters, particularly from a Christian perspective.
Yeah, you know, the other thing, I've been in media for decades, and I've seen things go from, I mean, I'm in radio, so you know, from spinning vinyl and queuing up reel to reels, to moving production to digital suites, and then we see all the electronic things and social media and apps that are available, even apps, and some really great apps for Bible study, reading, for reading the Bible, for studying the Bible, for devotions. But you wonder at what point, are maybe some of these young men growing a little bit tired of the virtual apps and technological advances and really looking for that genuine connection with other Christian men, finding purpose and looking towards God?
Well, certainly technology plays an important part. It's easy to become isolated with technology. It's easier to communicate with people than it ever has been before without having to be face-to-face. Well, that certainly does open up the door for a lack, for the lack of companionship, the lack of being able to be with accountability, or the lack of that face-to-face interaction we need. And so I think with technology, you see an increase in isolation. We at CBMC want to help young men overcome isolation, because we believe growth happens in relationship, life-on-life relationship, particularly with other men who can encourage you spiritually, professionally, and personally.
You know, one of the other things I know that CBMC that you found is the younger men that are spending more time reading the Bible, and a recent report showed that. I have to wonder as well. I already mentioned I got a little more gray hair than some of these young guys, and over my years that I can remember. Culturally in America, there was great times of division, obviously, especially in the 60s, maybe early 70s, but 80s and 90s, it's there, but not, I mean, I would gather to say not like we see now. And I wonder if that's not young people just looking for a place, finding real hope in scripture. Any thoughts?
Well, absolutely. I think, again, with the what's happening in culture and the ripple effects, and young people, particularly young men who are really questioning their faith and how to go deeper, and again, spiritual matters are becoming more prominent. The Bible is where they're naturally drawn to. I mean, you see other podcasts where prominent figures are talking about biblical things. And so it certainly is, I think, a driver. And at CBMC, we want to encourage young men to open their Bibles, but we certainly don't want them to open it and feel lost. And so, with CBMC, we have tools that we've created in response to a need for discipleship. If we want, we certainly want young men opening their Bible, but we don't want them to feel lost or overwhelmed. So, having someone come alongside of them and disciple them is something we want to encourage. So Operation Timothy is a track that we've developed. It can be, you can access it digitally or by book, and is simply a tool, a track to run on for someone who wants to reach out and disciple another man.
And we've mentioned too in the past opportunities to gather with other men either face to face across the table from one another or in the living room together, wherever they might meet locally, that CBMC does have small groups and opportunity to connect in that way. Can you walk us through how someone interested in that as a Christian businessman might look to get connected, if possible, locally?
Absolutely. So the best place to start would be with cbmc.com, visiting our website, and you can access our teams or our location pages to see where we're located, to see what teams are active in your area. CBMC operates peer advisory groups or teams, and these groups are specifically aimed at men in their season of life. So we have young professionals, which is for men who are under 40. Those are peer advisor groups that meet monthly. We also have trusted advisor forum, which are specifically designed for business leaders and owners, executives. Those meet monthly as well. We also have teams that meet weekly, and any man who is involved in the workplace can get involved in a Connect 3 team. And those, again, draw men together to be able to have dialogue that's open, honest. It also provides accountability. Men can talk about personal, professional, and spiritual issues and get encouraged. They can be prayed for. They can grow in those areas together. And again, it's another way we try to fight isolation. Men who think they have to go it alone. We need brothers who surround us and encourage us in our spiritual walk. And so at CBMC, those are opportunities we provide.
Yeah, and let me really encourage those that may go on. If you go online to CBMC, you don't find that that group locally. One of two things, consider starting your own group and connect with CBMC to help you do that, or find a digital way to connect with others regularly. To again, just find encouragement, accountability, wisdom, you know, and I think it kind of goes both ways, Matthew, wouldn't you agree? I mean, the older and the younger, sometimes if you grow older, you forget some of the passion you had in your youth, and you can get reinvigorated by spending time with a young person. And obviously, as an older person, the wisdom and experience that you've walked through some of the issues they may be dealing with as a young man, you have opportunity to share in that way too. It's really iron sharpening iron, would you say?
I agree, absolutely. And I would like to specifically call out men who are maybe entering retirement, maybe selling their company or retiring from leadership. You know, you have the battle scars of life and the wisdom that you've gained to be able to pour into the next generation. And at CBMC, we want to offer the opportunity where you can connect with young professionals, whether it's through Life on Life discipleship or speaking at one of our young professional teams as a seasoned, action-oriented, godly executive, a sage who comes and speaks to these young professional men, and being able to share some principles that you've learned along the way and scripture verses that have impacted you, being able to pour into that next generation.
I love that acronym, connecting with the wise sage. Can you walk us through that acronym again?
Yeah, sage is seasoned, action-oriented, godly executive.
We
provide those to our young professional teams. They come speak, and it really, man, the young men are craving that connection with a wise senior professional.
Very good. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're spending some time visiting with Matthew Traylor with CBMC. Go to cbmc.com to find out more about the work that they're doing and connecting Christian businessmen. We're going to take a quick break. Matthew, can you stay with us?
Absolutely, Steve.
We're going to spend a little time talking about guiding businessmen through the government shutdown and the uncertainty that comes with it. We'll get to that right after the break on ABQ Connect.
This is ABQ Connect.
Welcome back to our conversation with Matthew Traylor. Matthew is with the Christian Businessmen's Connection, CBMC.com. In our first segment, we spent time talking about men's increased church attendance, something to really be encouraged about. And if you missed that, we encourage you to find the archive at abqconnect.online, the conversation we had just moments ago. But moving forward, Matthew, we want to spend a little time talking about guiding businessmen through government shutdown uncertainty, you know, layoffs, inflation, economic instability, really shaking confidence across America's workplaces. But there's some recent reports that share some of that widespread anxiety among American workers. Can you share what CBMC has found?
Yeah, well, CBMC, you know, we were founded on the heels of the Great Depression over 95 years ago. So think about how uncertain the times were then.
Right.
And the guys who founded CBMC, who got, you know, they were wanting to encourage men to pray and to come to know the Lord, because that's where true certainty was found. And so today, our message hasn't changed. We want to remind men that true success, it's not measured in stock prices or salaries, but in a relationship with Jesus Christ and in living that out where you are at work. Yeah, and also calling them to be the disciples of Jesus.
Yeah, and that's part of, you know, we talked about in the first segment, Christian businessmen gathering together and redefining what it means to succeed. Of course, everyone wants to do well in business. They want to be good stewards of the resources given to them by God, not only in their personal finances and with family, but run a business that is modeled through a Christian worldview lens. We mentioned some of the opportunities to connect, what are men finding, would you say, in the midst of this uncertainty when they are connected in one of these small groups?
Well, you know, as most men, we tend to navigate to going through things alone. even as married men, you know, if there's issues at work, we don't tend to share them with our spouses very often. We think we have to figure it out on our own. And so when there's a time of uncertainty, you know, navigating through that, we try to do it all by ourselves. And it's not possible. We weren't meant to do it by ourselves. And at CBMC, we want to provide a group of men, a group of brothers to help someone navigate through uncertainty, as faith as the foundation, and to be able to provide accountability and God-centered mentorship to men. And the only way to do that is with being with a group of guys who are in a life-on-life discipleship relationship.
Yeah, and I think it really goes back to being Christ-centered. We can have our severance packages and we can have our savings and what have you. But you know, when you walk through a time of uncertainty and you're really looking for hope, this comes up often on this broadcast, but you know, the hope is spoken about through a Christian worldview lens being confident expectation that we have in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And it does bring that peace, purpose, and hope. And you know, going back on some of what we talked about in the first segment, you know, those Christian businessmen maybe ending the end, you know, getting near the end of their career, you know, selling their business or retiring, they've got those battle scars that you mentioned. When you come into financial straits, especially, it can really be not only a weight at work and with your business, but it's something that, quite honestly, is a part of what often tears apart marriages. And those seasoned men will have encouragement that there is a hope that can be found in Christ, and that some of these storms, you know, they're not permanent.
Right. And, you know, uncertain times come and go. And these, you know, you have men who have been through uncertainty with their own companies, you know, trying to run a company and keep people employed. And maybe they've had those moments where they didn't know if they're going to be able to make payroll, but yet their spiritual life and being their trust in the Lord and their relationship with Jesus helped them get through that. And they can then now, today, be able to pour into someone who's facing some of the same issues. Because again, as men, we tend to think we need to do it alone, or that we're the only one battling this issue and or going through this, and we don't want to share when there are people, other men who have gone through these very same things, feeling the very same way you may be feeling, who can pour in and encourage you and be there to walk alongside of you, shoulder to shoulder, praying for you. To help you get through that difficult time.
Yeah, you know, we've talked a lot about mentorship and sharing experiences and encouraging one another to look to the gospel for the hope, you know, that we really do need. Can you talk a little bit too about as men meet in these groups, whether it's dealing with the anxiety that may be found at times like this with government shutdown, and you know, whether people are directly in a government job or connected to maybe a tech company or something that does business with the government, that you know, it has an effect. Regardless, you know, there's one thing to get the mentorship, which is outstanding, obviously, but talk a little bit about the accountability that happens as well when men are meeting together.
Yeah, well, obviously, when issues arise, the stress increases and temptation definitely rears its ugly little head. So, having men who can come alongside of you and pray for you, and that you can be open and honest with in a confidential setting, share the burdens that you face, the temptations you may be going through. And it could not just, it could be all sorts of temptations, but being able to have men you trust enough to be able to do that with, you know, again, we weren't meant to do it alone. And to have men, again, to come alongside of you, hold you accountable, pray for you, check in with you, help you come up with action steps to get through. I mean, that's priceless. And we as men, we all need that.
Well, as we put a bow on our conversation, you know, we've put out the website. Want to make sure the men know where to find the Christian Businessmen's Connection, cbmc.com, and social media pages are available. It's a great way to find out, you know, what's the latest and relevant things and issues that Christian Businessmen's Connection are walking through. And I'm going to say this kind of tongue-in-cheek, jokingly, for you guys with gray hair, that you'll find them on Facebook. facebook.com/Christian Businessmen's Connection, and the Generation Z, Gen Z that we were talking about, the younger guys, maybe you've got an X account, x.com/CBMCUSA. But I touched on it a little bit. Anything else they may find on those social media pages?
Yeah, we are active on YouTube. We're also active on LinkedIn and Instagram and X. And you can come and visit those pages. Follow us so that you can get the daily updates. We post daily what's going on in CBMC and also encouragement.
Very good. Well, listen, we've been visiting with Matthew Traylor with CBMC at cbmc.com for the Christian Businessmen's Connection. Matthew, appreciate your time and look forward to having you back again.
Steve, it's always a pleasure to be with you and share with you what's going on in CBMC.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.